Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Can you imagine a president or a king who had the audacity to say, "All authority is mine. You do what I tell you to do or else"? Earthly rulers often have considerable authority bestowed on them by the state, but few rulers would claim to possess all authority. But Jesus Christ made such claims. The Great Commission, according to Matthew, reads as follows: "All power is given unto me both in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:18-20. Incidentally, the word power in verse 18 should be rendered authority. Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth. Since Jesus Christ has returned to the Father and no longer resides in his body on earth, how does that authority come to modern men? Has the Lord bestowed his authority on some priest or preacher or bishop? No man or group of men has been given Christ's authority. If anyone claims to be Christ's earthly representative with the authority Christ had, he is a usurper. He is claiming authority he does not have and cannot have. But through the ages, there have been men who arrogated to themselves authority which belonged only to deity. The only way we can know what Christ demands of anyone is by the reading of God's holy book. Will you please listen to what occurred in Caesarea Philippi? Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" The disciples had probably heard many different opinions as to who Jesus was. They said, "Some say you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Our Lord was concerned about what the people in general thought of him. But his greatest concern was what his own disciples thought. He asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered for himself and for the rest of the disciples, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus responded to Peter's confession as follows, "And I say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, that is the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you," plural, "the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew 16:13-19. The tenses of the verbs in that last verse I have just read are really very important. That verse literally says, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." My friend, Jesus Christ was not sitting in heaven, figuratively speaking, and watching what the disciples were binding, and then binding that on the church. The apostles were binding and loosing on earth what Christ had bound and loosed in heaven. In other words, the apostles were operating at every stage of their preaching and teaching in accordance with what Jesus Christ had revealed to them. They had absolutely no authority on their own to bind or to loose. They had to bind and loose what Christ had bound and loosed. If you want to know what your Lord and Savior expects of you, there is one source of learning it: reading and studying the words of Christ's apostles. Through reading the epistles, the book of Acts, and the other New Testament books, you can know assuredly what God expects of you. That was Paul's reason for writing, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord." My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.